to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week for this podcast ride through my record collection down here in the basement. Now, last week was a bunch of histrionics and bullshit. This week will not be. It is rather not early, but it is certainly not a sleeping in kind of day, as I record this. My wife started a new job this week, which means, she gets up earlier. I also get up rather early, but, day off and all. Anyhow, so lots of music, that I've been, putting aside and saving back to record. Interesting fact, this is our 49th episode, which means next week we celebrate 50. I guarantee you I will try and figure out something special to do. I'm not sure if it'll be great, but it will certainly be, different and interesting. Or maybe it'll be something familiar. Who knows? I haven't decided yet. But let's get to the music, shall we? We're going to start it off with a single from a garage group whom you should rather enjoy. Everything they've put out has been quite good. This is from a limited single pressing of 1,000. Mine says number 796. It's on Mexican Summer Records. It is their Bricks or Coconuts single, The Jacuzzi Boys, doing the song Freakazoids.
We'll be right back.
from their new Cry, Cry, Cry single on Grave Mistake Records. That was The Shirks with Prostitution Summer. When I reviewed that for the blog, I said that it was perhaps the heir apparent to groups like Gas Huffer and the New Bomb Turks, and I stick to that. It's nice to hear just like a Humpers-style, just balls-to-the-wall garage rock thing that's not coated in fuzz, that's not flower power, that's not lo-fi, that's just, it's just a fucking rocker. And I really, really, really enjoy that single, and it has gotten a lot of play thus far. And the title track and the other song are great, but that has to be my favorite track on the single. Before that, a single that I bought and then tried to get rid of and then decided to revisit, and I've discovered I like it quite a bit, from the single of the same name on Deranged Records, that was Arm the Girls by the Impulse International. And we started everything off with the Jacuzzi Boys doing Freakazoids off their Bricks or Coconuts single on Mexican Summer. Little bit more garage punk in this next set. We're going to start it off with a band that has put out innumerable singles, as well as three fantastic full links. Not necessarily playing as much anymore, although they do occasionally play out if you are lucky enough to live in the California, like Los Angeles type area. This is from their single on Bachelor Records, Clorox Girls doing Trashy Daydream.
Smoke stove.
From their debut full-length on Slow Fizz Records, entitled Cement Tomb Mind Control, that was The Hussy with Have a Say. Fantastic record, out now. Definitely, definitely go buy it. You will enjoy it. It will rock your pants off. The drummer for that band is Mr. Bobby Hussy, who runs a record label out of Wisconsin called Kind Turkey Records. You may have heard some of the stuff we played on that. Played from that label here on the podcast, from Wheels on Fire. Their Cherry Bomb EP was one of my favorites from last year, as well as Trent Fox and the Tenants. So good. So very, very good. And you should go buy it right now. Naughty Nights before that, from their Death Has Come Over Me single on Goner Records. That was the last track on that EP, Winches of Turpentine Street. And we started everything off with the Clorox Girls from their Novocaine single on Bachelor Records, doing Trashy Daydream. I wish the Clorox Girls would come through again. The last time they came through was several years ago, and they played in-store at Keefe's Music when they were still downtown. Not very many people there, but everybody enjoyed themselves thoroughly. Okay, we're going to get into, not glam, not whatever, just, I don't know what to call it. It's rock and roll. Up first is from the single of the same name. This is The Sports with Who Listens to the Radio.
another piece of me to satisfy your intellectual need. Do you want?
Do you want
action?
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 Action? Everybody needs a main attraction.
from what is probably the pinnacle of the Donna's sound, Spend the Night, that was All Messed Up. Now, the Donna's put out, you know, quite a few records, and they put out their early stuff on Lookout is novelty. Like, American Teenage Rock and Roll Machine is good, I guess, but I would say Spend the Night just sort of, that's as good as it gets for them. So, Gold Medal had its moments, but the music on Spend the Night is one of those things where it's just chock full. Like, any, you could take any random song off that album, release it as a single, and I think it would do well, or at least should do well. Speaking of singles before that, Sweet with Action, also known as The Sweet, better known for either Willie Won't or, of course, Ballroom Blitz. Noted to that song, familiar to people of my generation, covered as it was by Tia Carrere's band in Wayne's World, Crucial Taunt, at the very end. And before that, a band, goddamn, okay, I like that. This single, The Sports, Who Listens to the Radio, with the B-side of Hit Single, it's a great single. It is a great 80s sort of power pop single, but you could take that Joe Jackson's Is She Really Going Out With Him or Look Sharp and let's say Elvis Costello's anything like Allison, no, not Allison, maybe I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down or Radio, and it would be very difficult to tell which artist was which for probably 90% of the population. I'm just saying that was a very, very common sound at the time. And even the Paul Collins beat sort of got near there. But, yeah. Okay, some classic punk. In this next set, from a band with a name that's incredibly offensive, and especially was for the 1980s, from their album Side by Side on Flipside Records, this is Doggy Style with Donut Shop Rock. We'll be right back. from the one good sounding Misfits album, Static Age, that was Return of the Fly. Interesting story. I just recently picked that record up last week on clearance at Hot Topic for like $4 at the Legends in Kansas City in Wyandotte County. And immediately after I purchased that record, there was a tornado warning, and I had to go spend 10 minutes in the bathroom of a bookstore and then an additional like 20 or 30 in a storm shelter because we were in the path of a tornado. Now, the funny thing is, when I had left the house about half an hour beforehand, I had, you know, we had been getting tornadoes and all that, as I histrionically explained last week. And, it, you know, it was 70% chance of rain, and I was pretty certain that at some point I was going to get stuck in a torrential downpour that would make driving suck, and I did on the way home. But there was nothing about fucking tornadoes, and about half the people in the storm shelter with me expressed the same belief, I mean, the same opinion. They had also checked the weather. There was nothing about fucking tornadoes. It was a little irritating. But was it worth it? Static Age, brand new for $4, possibly worth the potential risk to life and limb, I suppose. From their most recent album, The Descent of Man on Epitaph Records, that was Bad Religion with Resistance. Now, I much in the same way that Impulse International track I played in the first set sounds kind of like the Pixies' Holiday song at the very beginning, I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say that one, I'm going to put it out there. It sounds a little bit like Rush's Working Man at the beginning, just a bit. And also, you may be asking, why new Bad Religion, Nick? Why not, you know, something classic? Well, because those records are pricey and kind of hard to come by. So maybe if you want to buy them and send them to me, that'd be great. In the meantime, no. We started everything off from their album Side by Side on Flipside Records. That was Doggy Style with Donut Shop Rock. Doggy Style records, also hard to come by, not necessarily because, I mean, like, they pop on eBay fairly regularly. You can get them for a fairly decent price. I lucked out and got mine from Rock Around for $10, as well as their Doggy Style 2 release for the same price. And, what sucks about it is that when you do a search for Doggy Style, it either comes up pornography or Snoop Dogg record. And it doesn't really matter if you spell it as two words or not, you still get either of those. So I'm glad that I have them, so I no longer have to look like I'm looking for early 90s gangster rap or hardcore pornography. Speaking of hardcore, what a segue, huh? Last set, we're going to play some hardcore. We're going to start it out from their Separate the Magnets EP, 10-inch EP. This is Grade with The Tie That Binds.
Lay off the water!
They're very excellent, excellent release. You Come Before You. That was Poison the Well with Ghost Chant. Oh, God, that was a good record. They started changing shit up, and while I'm usually a fan of bands that don't remain stagnant and move on and everything, occasionally when you have a good formula, it's nice not to fuck with it. AC/DC is a great example. Sometimes when you start screwing with it, you have a limited area in which you can work very well, and once you start moving outside of that, it starts to suck, and Poison the Well. Tropic Rot is a pretty good example of a combination of overstaying their welcome and so on and so forth, but I would say that is probably, much like the Donna's Spend the Night, that's probably the top there. Although, really, opposite of December, whoo, fuck, that's good. Anyhow, just ranting and rambling at this point regarding Screamo, whatever, hardcore. Yeah. Skate punk before that. The Third Degree with 7 Degree Plies from the Wild in the Streets Skatecore Compilation Volume 2. Great stuff. There's some Christmas Addicts on there. That's great. Holier Than Thou. Fury for Another, etc. So on and so forth. Great, great comp to pick up. And we started everything off with Grade doing the final track on their Separate the Magnets 10-inch. That was The Tie That Binds. And that does it for this week. Thanks for listening. Next week will be the 50th anniversary spectacular. I'm leaning towards playing a bunch of tracks by bands. Like I try not to repeat a lot on this show, but I think what I may do is I may mix in just a lot of my favorite tracks, songs that may not have been played on the show, artists that may have been played quite a bit, but songs that haven't been. I'll figure it out in the next 7 days. In the meantime, you can find me blogging every day at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. I am very active on Twitter at Nuthouse Punks. And, you know, as always, tell your friends to listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me music to play. Yeah. So, until next week, thanks for listening.